And although they could scavenge most of the parts as well, they didn't have the sort of skills to build them that we had acquired by training ourselves through building them. And so we ended up helping them build most of their computers, and it was really taking up all of our time. And we thought, you know, if we could make what's called a printed circuit board, which is a piece of fiberglass with copper on both sides that's etched to form the wires so that you could build a computer, you could build an Apple I in a few hours instead of 40 hours. If we only had one of those, we could sell them to all our friends for, you know, as much as it cost us to make them and make our money back. And everybody'd be happy, and we'd say, you know, we get a life again. So we did that. I sold my Volkswagen bus, and Steve sold his calculator, and we got enough money to pay a friend of ours to make the artwork to make a printed circuit board. And we made some printed circuit boards, and we sold some to our friends. And I was trying to sell the rest of them so that we could get our microbus and calculator back. And I walked into the first computer store in the world, which was the Byte Shop of Mountain View, I think, on El Camino. It metamorphosized into an adult bookstore a few years later. But at this point, it was the Byte Shop. And the person that ran it, I think his name was Paul Terrell, he said, you know, I'll take 50 of those. I said, this is great. He said, but I want them fully assembled.